Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, September 18th. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy thinks he's brokered a deal to avert a government shutdown by the end of the month, but it's a deal plenty of folks in his own party have refused to support so far. That's right, it's September 18th, and government funding runs out on September 30th. So we have this looming deadline of a potential government shutdown. And it seems like House Republicans are trying to get close to an agreement on a short-term spending bill, but it's not at all clear that agreement on this is actually in the offing. So three Republicans from the House Conservative Freedom Caucus and three from the more centrist-leaning Main Street Caucus have been working to finalize a tentative deal on a short-term plan. This is just to get a continuing resolution in place to keep the lights on, to keep the government funded so that the work can be done to actually fill out all the appropriations bills, get them passed for the entirety of the fiscal year. But after these six Republicans that were working on a deal released it, several members of the Republican conference made it clear they will not support it. And that, of course, gets right back into Kevin McCarthy's constant complication of the math. Remember, he can only afford to lose four Republican votes on anything if he plans to pass it with Republican support only.
So have they read it? I mean, one thing I always know with numbers, sometimes they haven't read all the way through it. Let's let them understand what it is and see where they are.
So there you heard Kevin McCarthy in Washington today, pretty much making clear that he is not at the place that he is going to scrap this negotiated deal from different factions of his conference. He's not ready to abandon it yet. In fact, he insisted later that the spending fight can be solved within the House Republican conference. He did not say whether or not he would find an alternative solution that relied on Democratic support in addition to Republicans in order to get this across the finish line. Now, remember, the other complicating factor here for Kevin McCarthy is that the Democrats control the Senate and Democratic President Joe Biden has to sign anything that comes out of Congress. So the idea that something that is passed with just Republican support will actually become law is pretty far-fetched, but McCarthy and his top allies in the House GOP make the case to the membership on a near daily basis that if Republicans vote together and they do this on Republican support alone, it gives them a stronger negotiating hand with the Senate and with the president. But Kevin McCarthy made clear today that he believes there's no winning politically on a government shutdown, something he clearly wants to avoid.
It's a good thing I love a challenge, because every day is going to be a challenge. We got a long week. We're not September 30th yet, but the one thing I'll tell everybody, I've never seen anybody win a shutdown. You only put the power in the hands of the administration. If you want to secure the border, pass Homeland.
As it may not surprise you, not everyone in McCarthy's conference is buying what he's selling, both in the terms of the deal itself that has been put together here and in the arguments about why Republicans should pass this together. Matt Gaetz, the Republican firebrand from Florida, says that he is strongly opposed to the deal. He posted on social media, quote, "We want single subject spending bills, a vote on term limits, a vote on a balanced budget amendment, full release of January 6th tapes, and stop spending money at COVID Biden levels. Time is running out, Speaker McCarthy." So there you have the ransom note, if you will. Here are the demands from Matt Gaetz, who has threatened to move on a motion to vacate the chair and vote Kevin McCarthy out of his job, clearly now spelling out what it's going to take and setting a ticking clock to try and threaten Speaker McCarthy here. We've seen time and again McCarthy continue to press forward here, despite giving into some of the demands made by Gaetz and others going back to his election as Speaker in January. As for what's in this potential agreement, well, it would pair a 31-day continuing resolution with a border security package that House Republicans have already passed, but without provisions on E-Verify, National Immigration Status Database. And while funding for the Defense Department and Veterans Affairs would stay at current levels, other agencies would face roughly an 8% cut. Now, this agreement does not include the White House request for $40 billion in supplemental funding for natural disasters and the war in Ukraine, which Senate leaders in both parties want attached to any temporary funding bill. This morning, Congressman Ryan Zinke of Montana told Fox News the fact that the border security piece is included was critical for him.
If you don't vote for this, I don't know what you came to town for. You know what? I remain an optimist, but we got to pass the appropriation bills, defense, because we got to defend the country. Right. We got to pass border security so we can defend our borders, and we have veterans. If we pass those three, send them over to the Senate. They got to pick them up.
I noted Matt Gaetz's opposition to this agreement earlier. Also, Eli Crane of Arizona, Corey Mills of Florida, Dan Bishop of North Carolina, all seemingly opposed to this emerging potential deal. Of course, that would be enough right there for McCarthy to have to go fishing for Democrats to come on board or find a tweak to this. Congressman Matt Rosendale also tweeted, quote, "For months, I have made it very clear I will not be supporting a CR, a continuing resolution, and this week is no different." And Congressman Tim Burchett told CNN he, too, was opposed to the plan. On a roughly hour-long conference call last night, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and Congressman Ralph Norman raised concerns about this agreement as well. And the frustration among Republicans in the conference does not seem to stop there. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, who has gone against her own party before, issued a statement opposing this proposed deal. When McCarthy was pressed by CNN today about whether or not Matt Gaetz actually does have the votes to remove him as speaker, he said you'd have to ask him. Here's what McCarthy said on Fox News on Sunday.
These are individuals. They have a right to do what they want, but I am only going to focus on the American public. Look, I showed in January, I will never give up. We have made great progress here in changing this Capitol. And when you change Washington, you get enemies. I got Adam Schiff. I got Eric Swalwell upset because I kicked him off the Intel Committee. You got Matt Gaetz working with Swalwell to try to throw me out. That's all well and good, but I'm not going to be deterred from that.
We've got 12 days to go until the government runs out of money and shuts down. And Kevin McCarthy is still searching for a way to navigate his conference to keep them united in these negotiations. That will prove trickier and trickier for the speaker as the clock ticks down to September 30th. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.